Welcome everybody, Shem number 1416. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Deliv Ben Rabbi and Zizel. Lili Nishmas Blim Abbas from Moshe and Rafu Shalema Eliza Chana Chaya Bat Shedel Sarish Takav Rafu Shalema Pesach Shechel Yisrael. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana L'chayel. So an interesting question brings down the Sefer Eitzer Halachas, B'Shem the Sefer Nishmas Shabbos, and that is somebody's learning, right? I'm learning. And it's Shabbos, and I see something, interesting thing, which I want to maybe possibly look into during the week, or question somebody about it, or go further. But the question is now, and I'm going further, fine, I'm learning this safer, whatever it is, and I finished the page, and I'm going on to the next page. But what I want to do is I want to put a tissue, or I want to put a piece of paper or something, right? I want to put something over there so that I don't lose the place, and I remember where I saw this, this item, which I would like to work on more, but I'm only going to be working on it during the week. Now, obviously we understand we can't, you can't take a pen, you can't take a highlighter. Let's say sometimes during the week somebody takes a highlighter or takes a pen and underlines a certain thing in a sefer, whatever the case might be, very beautiful, but on Shabbos you can't do that. But what I want to do is I just want to put a tissue there and I want to, put a piece of paper there, something so that I will remember the page and the place that I found it. And what's going to happen if I don't do that? Three, four, five pages ahead, it's going to be very hard for me to find, and I'm just not going to have it. So he brings down, very simple, that there would not be a problem. He brings it down, now a simon, Shin Chof Gimel, Sif Ois Lamed Hei, does the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachas, Aloimid the Sefer, Matzabai Tois. His person is learning in a Sefer, and he finds a mistake, let's say, or not just a mistake, or some other thing which they would like to look into. If it's a mistake, fine, so they want to fix it after Shabbos, or whatever the case is. So it's a mutter, but the question is, again, the same thing. I want to put a tissue there, I want to put something there, so that I do not lose the place. It's mutter litchev eze dove b'mkoyme. One would be allowed to stick in something in that place, right? I have a tissue, I'll put a tissue in that area, in that place, like this, I don't lose the page. Oy laniach bedaf, oy laniach bedaf, hahu niyor lesimin lahagia, Lagiu Achar Shabbos. In other words, bottom line is I want to put something to remember, to fix it up. Let's say there's a problem, a word is missing, a letter, or whatever the case might be. So I want to put something there, so that will be fine to do. You'll say, what do you mean? I'm not. I won't be fixing this mistake on Shabbos, or in the case that I mentioned before, somebody's going to work on or look into this Indian after Shabbos, but that might be easier, right? But you'll say, well, fixing mistake, I can't fix on Shabbos anyways. There's, let's say, one of the letters is smudged out, right? So I want to fix it. You can't fix it anyways, right? On Shabbos, so for sure it's going to be for after Shabbos, but even in such a case, it brings down that will be okay. Kol she'ein b'zeh tircha miyuchedes, unless there's some sort of tircha involved specifically for this thing. V'chein yesh lahatir masha noyag oisim simonim piskoes b'shas kriyas ha-toyrah. So he brings down the Sefer Lamentes, the Sefer Eitzer Halachos from Nishmas Shabbos, that as long as it's not a tircha miyuchet, in other words, not an extra type thing, like if you just have a tissue handy, let's say you stick in a tissue, you know, if you have to start getting up, he brings down sort of the Nishmas Shabbos, brings down, you have to start getting up and looking for a tissue, and that could be more problematic. But the point is over here that if I don't do this thing now, I'm just losing it. It's going to come after Shabbos, I'll forget where it is, or whatever the case is. Not because of a mitzvah. You can't do hachana because of a mitzvah. We've spoken about various different times, right? If I need wine for Havdalah, right, so I'll bring it now instead of tonight, I'll bring it on Shabbos. You can't do it. It's a mitzvah, Havdalah. You can't. The halachas of hachana are not okay to do just because it's a mitzvah. That doesn't help. But over here, the question is the same thing. If I could lose. I'm going to lose the place. If I don't do this thing right now, I'll forget where I saw it, and it's something that I need right now. It's not so much for afterwards, right? That's the issue over here. I'm not doing it to save time, number one. And number two, I'm just going to lose out if I don't put in the paper right now. Okay, so be it as it may, he brings down another interesting thing that many times people give out tickets, right? Children that, they say Tillim well, or they listen by Kriyas HaTorah, they answer Amen, they give out tickets and these type of things, and then the kids, whatever, they have a certain amount of tickets, and then they redeem the tickets after Shabbos and things along those lines, you know, so the question is, well, how could I give out these tickets after Shabbos? They'll be redeeming for prizes and, you know, turning it in. Whatever. The whole thing is really for after Shabbos. How many? I get 10 tickets. I have 10, 15 tickets, 20 tickets, and more tickets. But everything is for after. You get it. I'm giving you the tickets to this child. I'm giving the tickets. So after Shabbos, they could work with it and get a prize. But again, the same thing over here is the same concept, basically, that it's for now. Because if I don't give this child these tickets, right, we won't know how many tickets he has, right? It's we're not going to be able to keep track exactly this one, that one, whatever. It's more of something that's being done now. So he brings down the same type of thing. That's something else. Also, in reference to people, how much money they have to pay, and so, you know, whatever, for the aliyah, who got the aliyah, and so on. Again, it's the same type of concept. Person. This was called up. This one was called up. That one was called up. So, as we know, many shuls, they have cards and they move around the paper clip and to the right amount. And who got the aliyah? And so, how could they do that? It's all for after Shabbos. It's all hachana for after Shabbos. But the answer is no, because I'm doing it now. We're not malachim. We can't go and sit and remember every single person who got an aliyah, how much they owe and how much they were menadev and so on. So these are all things that are for now. Right, so then he finishes off the same thing with the children. Like we said, v'yesh lahata litem piskois liyaladim shemis asfim, right, lamir tilim, and the same tilim as amiris shaz kadei the same thing, they get a certain amount of tickets, they can get a prize, right? There should not be stated the amount of whatever, the amount of maybe points or whatever the case is, or amount of money or whatever the thing is written on the ticket. That shouldn't be. But halal, you know, whatever. This child got 5 tickets, the other one 10 tickets. These are all part of saying tilim. And it's, again, this is something for now over here by the children even more. So if you think about it, because the child knows he's getting 10 tickets, 15 tickets, he's going to say tilim better. He's going to do this mirrors better. He'll look inside by kriyas hatorah. Whatever the case is, even though, well, they'll be turning it in for a prize after Shabbos, but the lemaise, it's for now. It's to help the child do better. And the same thing by the aliyahs. You know, it's all for now. So I remember, so I don't lose now. It's like in B'makam Hefzid, right? We said the person puts away the milk, because if I don't put away the milk, it's going to spoil. If I don't keep track of who owes what and who got an aliyah, what went away, it's all for now. And sort of like the same thing with the sefer, right? If I don't put in the tissue right now, or whatever the case might be, you know, I'm going to lose track where there was a mistake in the sefer, you know, where it was, how it was, whatever the case is. So these are interesting cases which he brings down to the sefer Eitzah Halachas in reference to really therefore after Shabbos, but due to the fact that it's really going to be a loss, because I won't be able to remember all these different type of things, whatever, by all these different cases. So therefore, it's really sort of for now. By the way, he also brings down just on the bottom, Agavurcha, just an extra thing from the Sefer Nishma Shabbos. One is to be careful in conjunction with the children, and it's in case in time with it where there's an Erev. If there's no Erev, so he could be running into a problem whereby these children are going to be carrying outside. Okay, but that's a separate issue. But just as far as the Hachana part, these things he brings down would be fine. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Bracha Kol Tov.